This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. We have Sandy Lown with us. She is the executive director of the Teddy Bear Den to tell us more about the organization and all the fun events they have coming up. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. I love being here, so thank you very much.
We love having you here, Sandy. How long has it been that you've been at the Teddy Bear Den now?
I have been with the Den for 29 years.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Is that crazy to think about? Like 29 years ago was just yesterday.
And it feels like it was just yesterday. I know. I know. And I never thought it would be this long.
No, and you're still here to this day. Since the last time we spoke to you, it's been a little bit. How are things going right now at the Den?
I feel like things are going great at the Den. We're super busy. We have a lot of women registered with our program. But I feel like women in our community and healthcare providers know about our program and are making referrals, mm-hmm. and we are serving our community.
So for anyone that doesn't know about your position as the executive director, you kind of do a little bit of everything at the Den, don't you?
I kind of do a little bit of everything. If there is fundraising, I'm there. If it's grant writing, I'm there. If it's serving women at the Den, I am there. So I feel like I just do whatever is needed.
Yeah.
Because that's what a director does, I feel like.
Yeah.
Of a nonprofit. You're supposed to be involved in every part of the nonprofit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you've been there 29 years, you said. How long has it been since the Den opened up?
I have been there since day one.
Is that right?
Yes.
So does that mean it's coming up on 30 years, Den? What?
In June of next year, we'll be open 30 years. June 1st.
Wow. It just seems like time has flown by so much. So when it started the mission in 1996, I think I can do the math there.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, thank you.
That was very quick, so good job.
That's why I'm in radio, because I don't do math that well. So when I get it right, I appreciate the compliment. So when the mission started all those years ago to what it is now, how has that changed over time?
You know what? Unbelievably, the mission has remained exactly the same over all of those years. That is one thing that our board has been very picky about, is that our mission does remain the same and that we serve exactly the same way. You know, we have so many nonprofits in Sioux Falls that we don't want to take away any other parts of a nonprofit in Sioux Falls. If there's, you know, we've had ideas, but then we're like, wait, people are doing food in Sioux Falls, so why would we take on food in Sioux Falls? Or people are serving them in this other way in Sioux Falls. So our mission has remained the same of healthy pregnancies, healthy babies, and a healthier community. That has been our mission since day one.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic mission going almost 30 years strong now. And for anyone who isn't familiar with how the Den works, it's based on a point system for being basically a good mom. Tell us more about that.
That's exactly it. You're just being a healthy, you're just making those healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
Every healthy choice that you make, you are earning points. Whether it's going to the doctor, whether it's immunizing your children, so it's from the time that you are pregnant until your child is 2 years old, and throughout that entire time, you are earning points. You come into our little store where we have brand new baby items, and you shop for those brand new baby items with your points instead of cash. So it's items that you would not otherwise be able to afford, so you can purchase diapers, wipes, bath products, clothing, high chair strollers, all of those things.
And that's a great resource for new moms, pregnant moms, when they're about to bring a new life into the world. And now, I know that you like sharing numbers.
Can you tell us? I know, I'm all about numbers.
Yes. Can you tell us any statistics about the Teddy Bear Den, maybe comparing 2024 to what we're currently seeing right now this year?
I know, you know, I'm all about numbers.
I know.
And I think I've become that way because our board always wants to know our numbers and know, like, how many we're serving and our percentage if we've gone up and things like that. So from last year at this time, we are serving an additional 231 women. than we were at this time last year. So as Sioux Falls continues to grow, so does the Teddy Bear Den. And I think that that's a big thing about our program, is that if our community continues to grow, our program has to continue to grow, because we need to be able to serve people that are moving here and that are needing assistance. Since we are serving the limited income and they need to be on WIC, SNAP, or Medicaid, we are serving those people that are moving here and needing help with their pregnancy and their child.
And you just led me to my next question, because Sioux Falls is growing every day. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the country. And with the Teddy Bear Den, would you say that growth has been the number one factor of change for the organization?
Oh, I completely think that. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of laugh at myself, and I tell this story sometimes when I talk, because I say, you know, when I was with the Den, and I was with it for 6 months at the very, very beginning, and we served 129 women, and I was thinking to myself, I am so proud of myself. We are doing our job. Mm-hmm. And I look at it now, and our enrollment, I checked it right before I came here, is 1,832. And mm-hmm. I think, what was I thinking then? That I was thinking we did our job. But at that time, Sioux Falls was much smaller also. So you have to realize that. But I think, wow, we are serving women and children here in our community. But, you know, our biggest thing is that we couldn't do it without the support of our community and without the support of our healthcare providers and the WIC office and SNAP and all of those referrals, DSS, that are making referrals to our program. And that is a key part of what makes our program work.
So would you say that these moms are coming from the Sioux Falls area, or did they move here to Sioux Falls and they found out about the Den?
I would say yes to both of those. Yeah. They are from our community, but a lot have also moved into our community in need of assistance. So I think it goes both ways. About 99% of our women are right here in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. See, you talk about stats, and I'll continue to throw them out there because I just know them. 99% of our women live right here in Sioux Falls. But if you are from outside of our community and you doctor in Sioux Falls, we are happy to help you. So that's the whole thing, is that you just need to doctor here in Sioux Falls.
Besides the growth of the city, what do you think the other bigger challenges are for the organization?
Oh, well, I think obviously meeting the needs of everybody. When you have 1,800 women enrolled in your program, you want to be able to meet those needs, and you want to be able to provide the supplies that they need. I mean, I think that that's always, you know, we always are working on that. How do we get those supplies? How do we raise the money to have those supplies? Do we grant write? Do we fundraise? You know, our board is always talking about those things. Yeah. So I think that that's always a big thing for us.
Never a bad thing to have more events to get the name out there, too, for so people know who the Den is and the people behind it.
Right. And I think it's, if you know about the program and you need to have somebody come in who might be a friend or at work, and they say, oh, my daughter is expecting, and you can say, wait, I know a program for your child, you know, for your daughter, that she can come in and be a part of. So I think that that's always a big part, too. Not only, you know, if you personally need it, but always being able to make a referral to the program is huge.
Right. We're talking with Sandy Lown right now. She's the executive director of the Teddy Bear Den right here in the Sioux Empire. Now, I love this about the Teddy Bear Den. They never turn anyone away who needs help. How important is that message to you and to the organization?
Well, I think that's one of our biggest things, is that we don't turn people away. I feel like if somebody comes in off the street and they need diapers, and we happen to have those diapers that we can help them with, it's our job to share those diapers with them. I mean, we're not the large items, cribs and mattresses, we can't just hand out. Mm-hmm. I mean, our board would not be thrilled if I said, oh, by the way, we handed out cribs and mattresses today to people. But diapers, wipes, bath products, things like that, if we have them in stock and somebody in our community needs them because they don't have them, it has always been our job that we just hand them out to people. If we have them, we share them. And we've always then been provided with them from someone else. So it's just always been kind of our mission that we're there, and that it's part of what we do if somebody needs it. You know, during COVID, we didn't look at point books. We handed stuff out to people, and it could have been anybody off the street. We knew people were losing jobs here, or if you were a waitress, restaurants were closing mm-hmm. and you might need help. So we didn't look at point books. We just handed stuff out to people that needed it. And so that we've just had that since the very beginning, that we would just help people.
Have you ever seen moms or kids after they have benefited from the teddy bear den? Any stories like that that you can share?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like those are the craziest stories to me as I sit here and kind of laugh yeah. about it, because people will stop me at the craziest places. I will be grocery shopping and somebody with their like 10-year-old or 16-year-old will stop me and say like, are you still with the teddy bear den? And if I go, I am. And they'll say, because we've served, you know, over, you know, 45,000 women. I don't remember everybody that we've served.
Yeah.
So they'll say, you helped my son. Look, he's 10 or he's 16 and he's in high school, or she's a cheerleader at a certain school or something like that. And I personally am thrilled when they stop me and yeah. tell me those stories, because I love hearing stories about how well people are doing and how well the family is doing. And then I'll ask about the family and how well the family's doing and things like that. But I love when people stop me, and they stop me at crazy places to tell
the
me
gas
things.
Station?
Yes. I mean,
really?
everywhere somebody will stop me and say stuff. My husband always just laughs because people will just random ask me, are you still at the teddy bear den?
And those are moments where you realize, you know, like you said at the beginning, the mission hasn't changed. It shows that you guys are doing something right, too.
And our impact.
Yes.
Our impact in our community, it just shows you. You know, you aren't there to, like, show people, oh, look what we did. We're just there to serve and help and provide and all of that. But it is awesome. And I love telling those stories. Like at board meetings, I'll random sometimes tell those stories, or I'll tell those stories to volunteers when they're there. Or when I send out an yeah. email to our volunteers or something, I'll tell those stories, because I think everybody needs to hear them and needs to know that, you know, when somebody stops us and says, here's my 16-year-old, and you think, 16? How could your child be 16?
Right.
You know, things like that. It's wonderful. And to know that their child is doing really well.
Absolutely. Very rewarding experience. Now, I know that things in the world are different than they were almost 30 years ago. That means the needs of moms have changed over the years. So what do you think the biggest need for moms is right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I laugh when people tell me, when people ask me that thing, because I remember the day when somebody came in and asked for a boppy pillow. And I was like, what on this planet Earth is a boppy mm-hmm. pillow? Like, I was like, I must be so getting so old, because I don't even know what a boppy pillow is. So I jump on my phone and look it up, and now we carry boppy pillows. You know, so our moms tell us, like, what the latest and greatest thing is that they need, or that they that we should carry. And if we feel like it's a necessity, a lot of times, you know, we have healthcare providers on our board. So we have two from Sanford and two from Avera. So a lot of times we'll send out an email to all of them, to the four of them, and say, is this a necessity when you have a child?
Mm-hmm.
And if they answer to me yes, then I'm like, okay, then we should carry that at the teddy bear den. If they're like, no, that's a luxury, then we don't carry it at the teddy yeah. bear den. So, like, I remember when Bobby Pillows came out and I was like, is this a necessity? And everybody was like, it's a great item because it encourages and enables women to breastfeed easier. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, then we will carry them. And then their children could sit in them or lay in them or all these different things. So I was like, okay, that to me is a great item. So, and it was a yes across the board. So a lot of times when things come out that are like our moms are telling us they need.
Yeah.
We will go out and ask if that's, you know, what they really do need. The latest is like the stroller where you can click your car seat into the stroller.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't carry car seats because car seats are so important that they go to car seat classes at Avera or Sanford, or get their car seats checked at the fire station, that we don't carry car seats at the den. And so, I mean, there's a lot of like little glitches and things like that.
Sure.
So Yeah.
And you know, it's, you're right. I mean, things are changing like that, and you got to make sure it's what they need. Are muumuus still a thing for pregnant women?
What is a muumuu?
Isn't it like the dress, like what they wear when they're pregnant, like something comfortable? Because when it gets, I don't know, around 8-9 months or whatever, oh, isn't that what they're called?
Look, I don't even know. We don't change any clothes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy because a lot of our moms just wear basic jeans and t-shirts, and things are like super tight, and or dresses that are super tight on them, or which is totally different obviously from when I was expecting. So
you would hide it a little bit more, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would definitely hide it a little bit more. Now, when we're talking about the medical partnerships, those strong medical partnerships with the Teddy Bear Den, how crucial are these medical professionals to the Teddy Bear Den?
I always tell people that that is what makes our program a success.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 400 healthcare providers in Sioux Falls that are stamping and signing our books. If they were, and making referrals to our program, if they were not doing that, they would, our program wouldn't be a success.
Yeah.
Because they are the ones that are making our program work. Because they are the ones saying, yes, they attended that healthcare provider appointment. Yes, they are not smoking. Yes, they're not drinking or using drugs. They are attending their, you know, prenatal appointments. They're immunizing their children. They're doing all of these different things. And it's the doctors that are saying that our moms are doing that. So without the healthcare providers in Sioux Falls and their nurses that are stamping and signing, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
There's no way we would, the Teddy Bear Den would be a success.
And I guess the next question for being in a setting like that, what do the books look like? Is there just like a certain, like, this is what you do for your 3-month appointment or your 4-month, anything like that?
Yeah. So our books, when you open them up, are all about that, are about attending those appointments. And you get stamped and signed for each of those appointments that you attend, and for not smoking, not drinking, not using drugs, immunizing children, attending educational classes, all of those kind of things. So all of those good choices that you're making and attending those things here in our community, you are earning points. We tell our moms all the time, there is not one healthy choice that you could make that we would not give you points for.
Hmm.
Like, you're attending counseling because you need counseling, you are going to get points for that. You are going to a chiropractor or PT because you're having some difficulties, we are giving you points for that. So, and then we have all of these little community organizations that are also a part of it and stamping and signing for us. So without all of this support from the Sioux Falls community, I mean, the Teddy Bear Den wouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
And that's the best part about it, is that when you look around and everybody is stamping and signing for us, is one of the most wonderful things. When you look at how much that has grown over the years, and how when they ask us about it, we just share it, and they are happy to stamp and sign for us.
Not to mention having two fantastic healthcare organizations here in Sioux Falls, Sanford and Avera. I mean, really, how lucky are we to have them both right here in our backyard?
And neither one of them, we don't take a side on Sanford or Avera. I mean, because we need those healthcare providers on both sides to be doing all of this stuff for our program. And that is one of the best things. And that's what I love, is that they are both so supportive of us, and they are both in. I mean, it does not matter. And when we talk about our board of directors and we say we have two from Sanford and two from Avera,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about when we go to speak places and we speak at Avera and we speak at Sanford, and when we ask for sponsorships, we ask for Sanford and we ask for Avera.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all equal across the board.
Yeah.
There's no taking sides at the Teddy Bear Den for one healthcare provider over another.
No, especially when the goal is to, A, keep moms healthy and to keep babies healthy, to give them the best start in life.
Right. And that's all it is about the mom and the baby. It's not about where you go for your healthcare.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure you're getting healthcare. It doesn't matter which way you go, whether it's Sanford or Avera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all on the same team for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are just listening, Sandy Lown, the executive director with the Teddy Bear Den, she is on with us right now. Now, there are ways for the community to get involved with the Teddy Bear Den through events. So why don't you tell us about some of the events you guys have coming up?
Well, coming up in January, we have our night out. It will be our 23rd year that we do an amazing auction and where we auction off packages where people can do a trip or people can stay right here in Sioux Falls and have a chef come to their house and make dinner. We also auction off packages that people can afford a little bit better, which would be maybe some massages or things like that. So we auction off a ton of different packages. And really, you know, I think one of the best things is that we just bring people from the community together that believe in our mission.
And this is the biggest fundraiser for you guys.
And this is our largest. Yeah. This is our largest fundraiser. This fundraiser alone raises almost half of our budget. And so that for us is a big fundraiser. I mean, we do a couple of other fundraisers. We do a fundraiser in June, and that is Beer, Bourbon, and Beef with JJ's. And that is a fundraiser, but it's also a fundraiser. So I know. Because they say beer, bourbon, and beef, why can it not be fun, right?
Right.
But it's also to thank people because it's also part of Sanford and Avera and people from our community that come in. And we just want to thank them for being a part of this and for supporting the Teddy Bear Den. It's not really so much like we need to raise X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a let's just have fun and bring people together and share our mission and let them know what we do. They will then turn around and take it back to their work and to their office and to, you know, to their healthcare provider maybe. And then we do our golf tournament, Birdies for Babies, at the end of September. So we do that one too.
Yeah, you just had that one. How did it go?
We just had that Birdies for Babies. It turned out outstanding. We sold out, which I think is good.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm always looking for. Do we sell out? Yes. Do we have sponsors? Yes. We did it a little bit earlier, so people had lunches that they took with them, and then they turned around and we did appetizers at the end. So I feel like it turned out really well. I haven't seen absolute final numbers yet.
Yeah.
We'll probably see them at the upcoming board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, if our people who are golfing are happy, then we're happy. That's how I look at it, because then we know next year when we send out the advertisement for it, they'll all come back and golf again. And many of them are repeat golfers, and that's huge for us.
Did you have a chance to do a celebrity shot for one of the golf teams, maybe do a little putt, or did you drive it on the green?
They would absolutely not be asking me.
Ah!
If they could ask anybody, they would not be asking me. I'm the person who does not golf, and every year before our event, I always say to my husband, okay, what are those terms I need to know? Like mulligan. See, I'm learning some of
them. There you go.
Like, I need to ask him a mulligan. What are we selling at the beginning? What is that called? Da 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 da. And I'll explain it all, and he'll be like, a mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just ask him all these golf terms. Mm-hmm. You probably now.
Yes.
Have you learned all the golf terms?
I have learned a majority of them.
You've had to.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I'm trying to think of one that I didn't. I guess I didn't really know what all the strokes meant before. I mean, I knew it was birdie, par, double bogey, all that stuff, but I didn't know like the numbers associated with them, like if it was after two hits or three hits, something like that. So it gave me a little bit of an aha moment to be like, now this makes sense why it's a birdie, or like why someone is in the sand that, and it ends up being a bogey, you know?
That is so funny because I don't know any of those terms.
Yeah.
Yet. I will happily ride around in somebody's cart.
Yes.
I will happily ride around and take pictures.
Yes.
I'll happily work our little hole in one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will do all of those things. I just don't know all of those important golf terms.
Maybe a goal for every tournament for you is to learn a new term or to learn something new about the game of golf.
Right. That is what I do.
Yeah.
So I just figure, you know, by the 10th year, I might be golfing. Who knows? I took golf in college 1 year as my, like, PE course to try to cover that, like, elective.
Oh,
because
wow.
John golfs, and I thought, oh, this would be really good because we were dating, and I was like, oh, I'll be able to golf with him.
I should impress him a little bit.
Just to impress him a little bit. And I thought it was very boring, and so I just was like, you know what, I'm just not going to take this course. That is not, I mean, I did it, but I was like, that is not a fun thing to learn.
Well, you may not be hitting the course on the links, but you're hitting the course right here for the Teddy
That's
Bear
right.
Den. It's such 30 years in the making. And again, going back to the night out really quick, what do you think your favorite part is about this whole evening that is thrown on together?
You know, I think the best part about the whole evening is when we get to share what we do with everybody that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is my favorite part of the whole night, is just having majority of people there are there for a reason. That's why you go to a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Is because you want to either A, learn more about it, or B, support that mission of that organization. And so I think that is one of my favorite things, is that everybody's there because they want to be there to support the Teddy Bear Den or learn more about our mission. And so I think that is really one of my favorite things. And then also, when I come back and it's all set up, it's 4:30, I come back, I check everything, make sure tables are good. Packages are all set up, everything's set up, and I'm like, oh, I can finally breathe.
Yeah.
Like, this event is gonna go. Now, I have no control over anything now. So I also like that part, but I really do like that we bring people in and that they wanna support us.
Right.
And that they wanna be a part of this and they wanna help us raise dollars to help our organization continue on.
Do you have a goal in mind this year?
Oh, I always have a goal. Do I have to tell? Do
well,
I have to say it online?
I just remembered as I asked you that question. I'm like, you never really say what the goal is.
I know.
You always keep it to yourself.
I always keep it to myself.
So you don't have to. You can just give me a ballpark.
I'm going to tell you, I would love to raise just a touch over $100,000 this year.
With this community, I think it's possible.
I think it is possible with this community. They jump on board and they are a part of it. And I think we can raise $100,000 this year.
We're talking with Sandy Lown, the executive director of the Teddy Bear Den, just about to wrap up for this interview. Now, Sandy, if I had a crystal ball in my hand and it shows the next 10 years of the Teddy Bear Den, what do you think that looks like?
You know, our board talks about this every so often. Well, I don't know, because I'll tell you, I'll be retired within the next 10 years.
I can't see you retiring.
But my goal for the Teddy Bear Den would be that it would absolutely be here to continue serving. It would have the funds to continue serving our community, and that it would continue to grow. As our community grows, the Teddy Bear Den would continue to grow. I don't know if that means opening in another location because our community has gotten so large, or, you know, making two Teddy Bear Dens or moving to a larger location. I can't imagine that I would be able to say, like, oh, I've worked there for 40 years. But I think that I would like to look back or be able to see things at the den when I retire from the den, whenever that might be, and be able to say, like, wow, they are still going and it's still serving women and children here in our community.
What else can people do to get involved with the Teddy Bear Den? Do you guys have any volunteer opportunities?
Well, people can always volunteer.
Love
they
that.
They can jump online at teddybear.org and click on the little volunteer tab and just jump in, fill out a little thing about volunteering. And I reply to those emails. Typically within a day, I will reply to those emails about people coming in and volunteering with us. You know, a thing about volunteering is this. We have people come in, they follow us for a day, see if they like it, if it's what they want to be with, if they want to help continue serving. If they don't, they can walk away. But if they want to continue being a part of our program, they can sign up on our calendar. They can fill out some information, some more detailed information for us. And then they're a part of our emails and all of that. I always want people to make sure that they want to be a part of it before they start receiving all of our emails and me begging them to come in and volunteer more often or be a part of a program or help with a fundraiser or anything like that. I want them to come in and volunteer once and make sure that they want to be a part of it.
Sandy Lown, the Teddy Bear Den Executive Director. Now, Sandy, the date one more time again for Night Out and where it's going to be located.
It is Saturday, January 17th, and it is at the Minnehaha Country Club. That evening, 6 p.m. to about 10:30.
And tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. They're $100 a person or table of eight for $800.
TeddyBearDen.org is the website you can check out. Again, Sandy, it's always great to talk to you.
I love being here, so thank you so much.
We'll have you back again. How about that?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.